Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So not only is it finally Friday, but we also finally got a new Kesha song. It's called The One. I listened to it ripe and early as it dropped at 3 a.m. is when I first heard it. And to me, it's giving empowering, strong, and mature women. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Now I know that it can't be broken. Finally found the love. Baby, I know when I am the one. The one, the one, the one, the one. I am the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. I am the one.
Oh, I like it. I do like that a lot.
I feel like it does give this like really cool like women empowerment anthem, mm-hmm. but it, I don't know, will it be like fight song or is it, we've seen that so many times.
Yeah. That's it a does hard feel category like, right? to yeah. fill to be like the song, but I think for Kesha's story and her message, it is really powerful.
Good point.
And something like, it's not my favorite song. It's just not. But as someone who's always been a Kesha fan and like seen her story develop, like we've literally seen her go through all the phases. We've seen her go through the party stage. You know, we've seen her do all these things. So now to hear her music be more like mature and really share a deeper story, I can really respect that.
Yeah, I feel like it has to resonate with people when they try to do that like anthem, We're So Strong anthem. Like we've seen Katy Perry do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. For Kesha, I do think it does hit her story well. She's been through a lot in the music industry, and to feel like she can control her own music and her own voice is really powerful for her.
And also, her album is dropping next week, actually a week from today on the 4th of July. And I've known this was coming. We've all known this was coming. But it didn't hit me until this morning that her album's dropping on the 4th of July. And I low-key think that's a symbol because it's a freedom day.
Freedom,
for her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point for Kesha to get her own freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.